Chance, you lot indeed. Okay, we're back. It is now 2011, and Birdman, are you ready to take first caller?
Yes, I am. Let's go through it.
Okay, first caller, you are on Chimp Out Radio. Who are we talking to?
Hello?
Hello, hey, is this Lady Coonthrasher?
It is Lady Coonthrasher. You didn't say the last four numbers, you asshat.
I can't count that high.
Yeah, big shock, huh? Ain't surprised. You probably liquored up beyond your eyeballs.
Hey, so we're glad you joined us tonight. What's new down south?
Warm weather and too many niggers.
Yeah, well, you can't have everything, right?
Yeah, no shit, right?
Okay, well, how was your Christmas?
Christmas was nice and quiet and nigger-free.
That's
so
the
how
best
yours?
Christmas gift of all. Mine was pretty good.
Mine was pretty good, too. I mean, nice, quiet, and nigger-free. So, you know, you can't ask for anything more than that.
Yeah, well, right now we've got a bunch of niggers shooting off their damn guns. We went into, like, undercover here.
Oh, jeez. They be shooting off their Glocks and shit.
Yeah, the nigger subdivision behind us, they're, like, going nuts with the fucking damn shooting off shit. So, I just figured I'd go ahead
maybe.
And call Len, even though I told him I wasn't going to since he was an asshat the other night.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I don't remember that.
But I figured I'd go ahead. You know, it's supposed to be tradition and whatnot.
It is. It wouldn't be a live show without you calling in.
Yeah.
So where's Just Say No at? Is he hiding? Is he beating off in a corner? What's he doing?
Nah, he's right here. Hang on, let me put it on speaker.
Okay.
All right, he is.
Good evening, fellas.
Hey, just so you know, the niggers, welcome to Chip Out Radio. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right, man. How about yourself?
We're doing great.
Yeah, right now I'm trying to avoid being hit by stray bullets.
Yeah. You ever hear those stories about the people, usually niggers will shoot their guns in the air and the bullets will come down at terminal velocity and kill somebody?
Yeah, well, I know the difference between firecrackers and gunshots. And the subdivision back behind me, there's some asshole back there firing a weapon of some sort, so I'm trying to stay out of the way. We're out here trying to look at fireworks and trying to avoid getting shot at the same time.
Maybe you'll get lucky if they'll ricochet a couple shots and make a couple niggers good.
Yeah, and one can only hope, but my luck, you'll be reading about my ass on Chimp Out News about, you know, me being shot by some stupid-ass drunk nigger out back.
Yeah, but you're a moderator, so that means Chimp Out will pay for your funeral.
Yeah, right.
Cheap buggers.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. I made that up. Trying to make you feel better. Okay, Just Say No to Niggers. I understand, if I remember right, that the easiest way for you guys to hear the show is to be on hold and listen to your phone. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's it, dude.
Okay, well then what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep you on the line, but I'm going to mute your microphone. We're going to take a couple more calls, and hopefully this will work out okay.
All right, we'll be here.
Okay, thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you later.
Sure, man. Later.
All right. Well, hey, that's great. We got a lot of people calling in. This is just incredible. Everything's lit up right now, so I'm going to try to get to as many people as possible. We've got a call coming in from a number that's got to be a Skype number because it's just a series of ones. We're going to bring them in here. This caller's been on hold for about 10 minutes, and hopefully you can hear us. Okay, caller, you are on Chip Out Radio. Who's this? Yes, speak right now into your phone. Are you calling on Skype? Say hello.
Maybe it's Newsbot.
He's calling all the way from Denmark. He's mad about the Christmas present. Okay, we'll leave this person back on hold, but they're still on the line. It's probably a Skype call, but we'll get on to somebody with last number 4867. You are on Chimp Out Radio. Who's this?
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Shiny.
Shiny, all right. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Shiny.
Hey. Well, I was heading out to one of the convenience stores today. Boy, did I have an experience.
What happened?
I went out to buy a 12-pack of Michelob Amber Bock, and there's about three or four nigs just yelling it up, being as loud as possible, as loud as they possibly could.
Booking and screeching, as we would call it.
Yeah.
So were they just being regular niggers, or were they having a chimp out, or what was going on?
No, I mean, they were just being as loud as they possibly could, and this is a convenience store owned by a bunch of, you know, owned by some Hindu humans, right? And I know they weren't looking forward to any of this. Neither was I. They were yelling a bunch, as loud as they possibly could. Flippity flappity flew all this crap, you know. I couldn't understand a word of it.
It translates as, get out of my store, nigger! Get out!
The niggers, they were yelling as loud as they possibly could. I couldn't understand a word of it, you know. I got my 12-pack, and then I headed out as fast as I possibly could. I was afraid the bullets were going to fly or something.
Yeah, they were probably just looking to rape something or somebody. You know how they are.
You did get out of there. Otherwise, they might have been looking to rape you.
Yeah, heck yeah. It's slowly and surely, in this era part of rural Kentucky, it's slowly but surely getting fuck-sated.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bluegrass blue gums.
Yeah, exactly. A heck fire, the west side of Louisville's done ruined. Don't even go in that area.
I hear even Lexington's getting bad, and Lexington's a nice place.
Yeah.
Did you get your Amber Bock, though?
Yeah.
All right, good. So there's a happy ending, and you didn't get raped.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. I got out of there as fast as I could.
Yeah, you're lucky. This is your lucky night. Hey, do you want to press your luck a little bit more there, Shiny, and see if you can win some cool chip-out merchandise?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to play a little game called Family Feud. You're familiar with the regular Family Feud on TV, right, Shiny?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What we're going to do is you get 10 points for every correct answer, 20 points if you get the top answer, you know, and we've got 10 questions here. And Bert's going to keep score. All you need to do is get 70 points, and you will win an autographed, full-color Chimp Out Radio poster. How's that sound?
Sweet.
Okay. All right. We got a lot of enthusiasm here. The first question. Okay, ready? Name something that niggers do in prison.
Rape one another.
Hey, that's the number one answer. Very good. That's 20 points. Okay, number two.
Rape each other.
Yeah, they rape each other. Number two, name something that niggers do on the toilet.
Give birth.
Give birth. That's the number one answer. Are you cheating? That's incredible.
Especially if it's a McDonald's toilet.
That's what we call an unhappy meal. Number
I didn't know I was pregnant and shit.
I thought I had indigestion. Okay, number three, name a crime that niggers commit.
Mud dick.
Rape, that counts?
He's up to 50 points so far, so he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, you're awesome, Shiny. This is your lucky night. You're going to end up with like a whole stack full of these posters. Okay, number four, name something that niggers eat.
Fried chicken.
Number one answer. That was an easy one, though.
Okay. He's already up to 70 points, so...
Okay, do you want to keep going?
Sure.
Yep. Okay, we'll give you one more, and then we'll go ahead and turn this over to somebody else. Name something that niggers hate.
The KKK.
Oh. That is a correct answer, but I'm sorry, that's not on our list. But, yeah, definitely, we're going to get you that Chimp Out Radio poster autographed by me, Birdman, and Gun Nice. And we'll get a hold of you through the forums to work out how we're going to get it to you.
All right.
All right, and also you get a Chimp Out award for being a radio guest. There's a radio guest award for everybody that calls in tonight, and we'll get that out to you, too.
Sweet.
All right, cool. Hey, thanks a lot, Shiny.
Having you on.
Yeah, it's great having you on. We'll have to do this again.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, awesome. All right, we got four more callers on here, so we're going to get to them. But have a good night, and Happy New Year.
You too.
Okay, good deal. Hey, we're going to go back to the first caller. It looks like they called back in, the one with the numbers 11111. Hopefully you're listening. We're going to try to bring you in here, and we'll see. Caller, you're on the air. Who are we talking to?
Hey there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Who's
this? This is Leroy Jenkum calling from the UK.
Leroy, welcome to the show. Glad you got up.
Hey, yeah, well, I've been asleep since about 7 o'clock this evening. Just woke up for about half hour for the midnight thing and then just went straight back to bed. Woke up, panicked, thought, oh, shit, I missed it. got downstairs, it was about 10 minutes before it was about to begin. So yeah, it's pure fortune that I'm here. But yeah, it's good. Good to be here.
That's a good omen. Starting the year 2011 in time to hear live Birdman and DJ and Chip Out Radio. That's awesome. And we're glad you're with us. And thank you so much for setting your alarm to get up. What time is it where you live right now?
Let me just check. I've been here. It's about 5 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So are you going to go to bed?
Probably not, no.
Yeah. You had a great start, an early morning start on a brand new year. So do something really awesome for yourself this morning, okay?
I'll do my best.
Yeah, you got to be nice to yourself once a year at least, okay? All right. So we know that you live in England, and I don't know. Do you get many contacts where you live?
Thankfully, no. I actually don't. I've been unemployed now. I'm starting a new job in the new year. But when I moved into the new place, I looked at the 2001 census data, and out of about 30,000 people, I think there are about 72, which is quite a low proportion. So no, I think I've seen about one by the time that I've been living here, which is, you know, quite nice.
Wow.
But yeah, but that's about 2 months ago. I moved from London, so in London there were a fair few.
Okay, because that was going to be my next question. If you had never seen niggers, how could you know how much they suck? But if you're from London, then I'm sure you're quite familiar with D&B.
Yeah, very familiar.
Yeah. Okay, I know you're a fan of the show. How would you like a chance to play Family Feud and win an autographed Chimp Out Radio poster?
Yeah, I'd love to, but the only thing is that all of the top answers are gone. But, I mean, you know, I suppose I can get a few second ones. Yeah, sure.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's 10 questions altogether, and you only got 1, 2, 3 of the top answers, so there are still 140 possible top answer questions and easily 100 points with non-top answers, and all you need is 70. So you are definitely in the running. Let's see. Number one, name something that niggers do in prison.
Oh, write incredibly terrible poetry.
I'm
afraid. Oh,
shit.
That wasn't there.
No, that was...
Maybe it's just Luther. Maybe just Luther.
Yeah, just Luther. Actually, I kind of like Luther's poetry. I wouldn't say it's incredibly bad for a nigger. It's kind of funny. Might not intend for it to be funny, but it is. Hey, I wonder if Luther's going to call in tonight. Do you think he's out on bond yet?
So he might be.
Okay, second question. Name something that niggers do on the toilet.
Something that niggers do on the toilet. Oh. Masturbate. I don't know.
That's a really interesting answer, and I hadn't really thought of that. I'm afraid that doesn't qualify. But we got plenty left. We got 7 more questions, and, you know, you're still in the running here. You got 2 strikes, but question number 3. There's no way you can get this wrong. Name a crime that niggers commit.
Murder,
yeah, okay, all right. Murder it is. Very good. You have 10 points. Question number 4. Name something that niggers eat.
Ghetto lobster.
Ghetto lobster, that is correct.
Is that 10 or 20 points?
I'm sorry, chicken was the number 1 answer, so that's only 10 points. Question number 5. Name something that niggers hate.
The po-po.
That's correct.
He's up to 30 points now.
All right, very good. Question number 6. Name an animal that hates niggers.
Other than all of them, I would say...
All of them is the number 1 answer.
Okay. How's he doing, Bird? How many points are we up to?
50.
Okay, cool. You just need to get either 1 number 1 answer or... 2 more questions correct, and you've got 3 more to go. So here we go. Question number 7. Name something that smells as bad as a nigger.
Oh. My shit after I've just eaten a really, really rare steak.
That's correct. The actual answer was either a sewer line or the bathroom after an 80-year-old took a shit in it.
Well, I'll pretend to be 80-year-old.
We'll give you that one. Okay, number 9. Name something niggers expect for free.
A job.
Job is correct.
Okay, man, we're up to 70 points now, so you get a free Chimp Out poster. We need to get your mailing information on the forum through private messaging, of course.
Yeah, sure.
We will definitely get that out to you.
Oh, that's cool. Thanks. I'll put it
okay,
up.
Okay, don't forget. Hey, thanks for coming in. Yeah, well, looking forward to it. Hey, have a great new year. We're gonna get. We got four more callers on the line, so we're going to get to them. But thanks a lot for calling in, and happy new year.
You too. It's great to be on. Happy new year.
All right. Good. That was good to hear from him, wasn't it, Bird?
Oh, yeah. Nice to hear over from England. I know it's really early in the morning there, and it takes a lot of dedication to call in for that time.
I know. So, yeah, we definitely appreciate it. We're glad you're listening. Okay, we got so, man, as soon as one caller hangs up, then another one gets in the queue. So we're going to go right to the next one whose last four digits of their phone number are 0236. Caller, you are on the air. Who's that?
Oh, that is me. That is me.
That is you. And who is you?
That is me. That is... What do I say, mom? And then daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm her.
Oh, okay. This is a little baby Nick Dog?
You don't call me a little kid.
I'm
just on the radio.
Daughter are you? Okay. You're a Chip Out member's right. Daughter, is that right?
Yes, I am.
And she handed you the phone and said, here, hold this, and hope that we don't pick up while she's in the middle of taking a crap. Is that it?
Oh, God.
Okay, your mother is a member. What is, do you know what her screen name is, or?
Mom, what's your screen name?
Nignog.
It's Nignog.
Nignog, okay.
Oh, there she is, winning the Iron Woman Award tonight.
Yeah, congratulations, Nignog.
Wait, what?
She's celebrating her award by apparently hiding from her daughter or something. I don't know. Maybe it went straight to her head, and she's like, I'm too important to talk on the Chip Out Radio. Ah! All right, well, hey, listen, we're going to keep you on the line, but we've got a total of six callers waiting to get in. So, if you know, we'll come back to you guys in a minute, okay?
What? I don't know what's going on, Mom.
Okay. Grab your mom and shove the phone in her
you,
face.
You're talking to me right now, okay? You're talking to me.
Yes, I'm talking to you right now. Grab Nignog, your mother. And
you want to talk to my mom?
No, well, unless you want to talk to us.
Oh, my gosh. You keep telling me to grab her. I'm not going to grab her.
Okay. I'm not going to grab her. Okay. Good. We don't advocate violence. She's not Nignog. Okay. All right. Well, listen, thanks a lot for calling in. I'm going to get back to you in a little bit, okay?
All right.
I'm just going to mute the mic. You'll hear the show. Okay. Thank you. All right. It's just, I want to talk to her, but we've got so many people waiting. So we're going to go to the next one. Last four digits of the phone are 1910. 1910, call, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is David.
David, okay.
I'm from Massachusetts. I'm pretty livid tonight because I was watching something and I swear some nigger is gonna be doing John Lennon's Imagine. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
That, I was sitting...
They ruin
everything,
don't they?
I was sitting at Fridays, and I was sitting there, and I was like, oh, God, I can't believe this. They're going to destroy John Lennon's Imagine, some monkey. Oh, God.
Did you guess they'll change the lyrics to, you know, Imagine all the monkeys swinging from the vines?
So are you the new member? Are you the new member, David?
Yeah, I'm a new... I only have a few posts. I'm called Coon Cobra 45.
Okay.
I've been listening to you guys for months, and you've given me a lot of meaning to my life. I get up in the morning, have my coffee, sit in my chair, and just listen to you guys in the morning. It's great.
Well, thanks.
So, yeah,
thanks.
I love
appreciate it.
Yeah, it makes us feel good, and we're glad you're with us tonight.
It's great to actually talk to you guys for a change instead of just listening to you.
Yeah. What part of the country do you live in, roughly, just given the general area?
I live in Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts, that's right. Yeah, you said that. Okay, cool. Are you guys getting snow out there? Is it warm right now? Or?
Yeah, actually, last week we had, like, a blizzard, and it was like in the 20s. And now it's, like, in the 50s, and it's melting. It's incredible. It's, like, something's going on with the weather.
Yeah.
I'm sure Birdman understands that. The East Coast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very
it
cool.
It gets cold as hell around here.
Yeah. So, Dave, do you have any New Year's resolutions you want to share with us tonight?
Oh man, just the more and more I see of less of niggers, it'll be the best. I mean, I actually met a humongous nigger hater next to me, and I was like talking to him at the bar. I was at TGI Fridays, and I showed him Chimp Out. He never heard of it, and I played him the first one with Nut Knife and Birdman talking about like breaking into the fields when the niggas broke into like Walmart and killed a guy. And the dude was laughing so hard. I was like, dude, keep your voice down. Yeah, it was
nice.
So what, do you upload the episodes to your iPod or something?
No, I usually just sit. I have an iPhone, and I just stream it to my iPhone. I sit here, keep it next to my table, and just listen. And it's like the greatest show ever, and I'm like, oh. And then when my mother actually comes in, I turn it off because she's a liptard. She loves niggers. She has like fucking African shit down in her dining room, and I tell her, I go take that shit down. She's Polish, Lithuanian, white woman. I'm like, dude, you have more nigger stuff than you do white fucking Lithuanian stuff. And I'm like, dude, we gotta get some white stuff in there.
You know what you should do is you should win a Chimp Out Radio poster tonight and then hang that up on the wall and see what she says about that.
Dude, I'm trying to convert her, but it's impossible. She hates it when I talk to her about it. I tell her everything you guys say, and she just will not listen to me. I go, let me send you to Camden for a week, and then you'll be on Chimp Out with me.
Yeah, right. She'll be signing up faster than you could ever imagine. So, hey, do you want to play Family Feud with us tonight?
Absolutely. I'd love it.
All right, cool. we got 10 questions. You get 10 points for every right answer, 20 points if you get the top 10 or the top answer. you need 70 points to win a poster, and if you're ready, here is question number one. Name something that niggers do in prison.
Well, you know, all that my dicking, I have to be fucking each other in the ass.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do fuck each other in the ass, and butt fuck is the number four answer. Well done.
Sweet.
Number two, name something niggers do on the toilet.
I think it's, I think what Elvis did, they take the, you know, like the cover on the well and they put it on their lap and snort, like, lines, cocaine.
Doing drugs?
Yeah, drugs. Yeah.
There we go.
It's very good. This is actually a pretty easy game, really, you know that? When you think about it.
You know, when it comes to niggers, everything's easy. It's out there on you in a silver platter.
Okay. Number three, name a crime that niggers commit.
A crime? What crime don't they commit?
That's the number one answer, is all of them.
All of them. That's 20 points for you. We're up to 40 points.
Okay, you're doing great. Number four, name something that niggers eat.
Oh, fucking hell. Chitlins. They love those pig nuts.
Yes, they do. Chitlins is correct.
And pig seed.
They got 50 points.
All right, number five, name something that niggers hate.
Taking a shower?
Oh, wow, surprise. That's a great answer. Okay, I don't know why that...
Surprising.
Surprising. Oh, well, you're still doing good. You got four more questions to go. Number six, name an animal that hates niggers.
Probably the dog. I had a British bulldog in the 80s, and it fucking hated niggers, dude. Hated them.
Yes, they do hate niggers. That's correct.
What about birds? Birdman, what about birds? Do they hate niggers?
Oh, birds hate niggers. actually, niggers are more scared of birds than birds actually being bothered by them. Because birds can just fly away when they try to mind dick the bird or something.
Yeah, and niggers can't fly now that the evil white man stole their juju.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I got this half nigga living next door to me. His name's Billy, and he's married to a white chick. And I swear to you, I was talking to him the other day, because when I'm around negroes, I don't act like I hate them. I just act normal, because I don't want them to know how I am. So I said, hey, man, it was cold out. And I go, dude, it's so cold out here. And he was like, oh, it's no problem. I go, how do you take, I'm a white man, I can't take the cold, and you're black. And he goes, I'm not black. He's like so ashamed of being half negro. It was great. he's even ashamed of being a half negro.
Well, his mother was obviously a coal-burning whore, and he's not very proud of it. So, you know, got
no,
one
mother,
more question.
His mother is actually black.
Well, his dad was a whore then. Whatever.
Whatever.
Okay,
one more question.
You got to get one more point. I think, okay, so number seven, name something that smells as bad as a nigger.
As bad? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a hard one. That's a very difficult one. I don't know, man.
Time's up. Okay. Next one is name something niggers expect for free.
Everything.
That's correct. Everything is correct. They do expect everything for free. And I believe that gives you 70 points, right, Bert?
Yes, it does.
All right.
Hey, I need to ask you your screen name, Coon Cobra 45. Is that with a K or a C?
It's with a C. Coon Cobra. It's Foety. F-O-E-T-Y. Well, you know how those Negroes talk. 45.
45. That's right.
40,
okay.
Motherfucker.
We'll be in touch with you by private message to get that poster out to you.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. Hey, Bert, I've always thought you sounded like Randy Couture, the MMA fighter. Anybody ever tell you that? Your voice?
No, Nignog seems to think I sound like Dave Mustaine when I talk.
I don't know why.
No,
I think you always thought you sounded like Randy Couture.
I never even heard of the guy.
He used to fight in the UFC. Anyway, guys, I don't want to keep you long. I just it was great talking to you. I've been listening to you for months, and now I'm actually talking to you. I'll have to come on some other time too.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you want to, buddy, you're welcome on the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And are you guys as livid as I am about that nigger going to be singing John Lennon's Imagine? Oh,
yeah, it's pretty bad, but, you know, Lennon was pretty much a nigger lover anyway, so.
Yeah. It's better than having Yoko Ono sing it, you got to admit. All right, hey, have a good night, and we will talk to you later.
Yeah, nice talking to you. Thank you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bye. Okay, man, this is great. We got seven more callers waiting to come in, so we're going to move on to the next one. And caller with the phone number ending in 4278, you are on Chimbot Radio. Who's this?
All right, this is Uncle Tom Ashmore.
Hey, Uncle Tom Ashmore.
Hi.
Sweet. Welcome to the show, man. First time on. It's good to have you here.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
It is your first time, or it's not your first time?
No, it is. It's the first time I've ever called. No, I actually had left my cell phone at my parents' house. I couldn't find it all night. And I just picked up about 30 minutes ago, so I was lucky to get on.
Yeah, we're glad you found it. That's really great. So how's your New Year going so far?
My New Year's is going good. It's been a relatively nigger-free holiday season for me due to the snow in on the East Coast. So the only niggers I've seen are the ones on TV and the one shooting fireworks off in the snow earlier tonight.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Okay, good deal. Do you have any kind of resolution that you're going to try to stick to this year?
My resolution, just to try to conceal my emotion when I'm at the store. There's nothing worse than getting behind niggers at stores when you're waiting for them to check out or you're waiting for them to check you out.
Especially when you're at Walmart and you're, like, going down the aisle picking out your stuff for the week or whatever, and there's this big, enormous 400-pound sow on one of those scooters.
Oh, it don't matter if they're 400 pounds, if they're 200 pounds. It doesn't matter.
And there's like five nigglets running around and getting on your nerves at every single turn.
Yeah, the simplest of transactions just turn into a chaotic mess.
Yep, and it's even worse if you're behind a nigger and there's a nigger that's at the cash, you know, that's the cashier. Because then it goes four times.
Double trouble.
Yeah, it's an exponential effect there.
Because Shaquanda and Tyronda are talking about getting their nails did next week, and they're not worried about the 500 people who are in line behind them.
No, niggers don't care about anybody but themselves.
No, that's probably my resolution, is just not be able to show it. I get so pissed. I get so pissed.
Yeah,
like,
you got to.
They don't work.
Remain
they don't
calm.
Have anywhere they have to be, so they don't have any respect for other people's time. You know, it's garbage.
Right. That is true.
That is the main purpose for chimpout.com, is so people all over the world can come and vent about the nigger beast whenever they want to.
Yeah,
because it's better to come on a forum and vent about it than, you know, actually react to their chimp outs, because you could end up getting in trouble yourself.
Oh, it's definitely a great stress relief. Let me tell you something, chimpout.com is internet gold. It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing.
The SPLC likes us, too.
I'm sure they do. I'm surprised nobody's called in that's either, like, from their little fortress or whatever, bunker or whatever they live in, and we haven't had any trolls yet.
Trolls gonna eat my boo-boo.
That's a catchy tune. We should try to market that and make some money off of that.
On sale now at the local Walmart. Go figure.
All right, gentlemen. I know you guys got more calls. I'm going to get off. I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, we're glad you called. Have a good New Year.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks, man. We'll get that radio award out to you.
Yes, we will.
Outstanding.
Next caller, we got three in a row that have no caller ID, so they're just a series of ones. Could be a Skype call, could be an overseas call, could be a Nick-Nock. We don't know. Caller, you are on Chimp Out Radio. Who's this?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Why are y'all fucking doing this racist shit?
Yeah, who's this?
Why y'all be doing this racist shit?
Why
it's
y'all
a bunch
be
of racist
doing this racist shit?
Shit.
Okay, that's enough of that. I don't know. I think the reason that his caller ID showed up is 11111 is because that's the only number that a nigger can count to.
It could be a stolen cell phone, too. So.
Yeah, I don't even think that was a nigger. I think that was one of us just messing around. But we'll find out. Next caller, you are on Chimp Out Radio. Who's this?
Let me see. Is this on?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Ah, this would be Bunny Violence.
Hey, Bunny Violence.
Another first-timer.
All right, welcome to the show. So, what do you think about niggers there, Bunny Violence?
Who likes niggers? Be real.
Nobody. I know.
You hear that one before, why you gotta be saying it's racist shit.
You know who that last caller sounded like, Bird?
Who?
It sounded like Lord Lucky Lurch, Antron Singleton.
I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, Big Lurch.
I did it to you.
He's calling us from prison. He's getting hungry.
You can't even get any decent trolls.
If he were calling from prison, he would have had to call collect like Luther did that one time.
That's true. But you know what's funny? If that really was a nigger that just called, that means he sat through an hour and a half of Chip Out Radio. So funny.
Just to say, why y'all got to be saying this racist shit?
Yeah, I don't think it was a real nigger because he wasn't, like, really, really chimping out, you know.
He could have smoked some pot beforehand and been all calm and mellow, be like, why you be saying this racist shit? Give me my grape soda.
God, they're stupid.
Anyways, Bunny, how you doing?
Not bad.
Okay, you want to try to win a prize tonight, Bunny?
Sure, why not?
Okay, cool. We are kind of late in the game of Family Feud, so we're going to bump the number of points up. So every correct answer will be 20 points.
I think I can handle this.
I'm sure you can. All right, good attitude. First question, name something niggers do in prison.
Has anyone picked low down my dickery yet?
Well, we have rape and butt fuck.
That counts.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, I do have down low on the list, so I guess that we can... Okay, down low, we'll cross that one out. Okay, and that's worth 20 points, because we're getting, you know, low on answers here. Okay, number two, name something that niggers do on the toilet.
Has anyone picked give birth?
Yes.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, but that was the number one answer, give birth. Number three, name a crime that niggers commit.
Wow, let me narrow this one down. Drug dealing.
Okay, that counts. Absolutely, very good. Question number four, name something that niggers eat.
Me.
That's a great answer. It's not on the list, but That's so awesome. Okay, good. So what do you have? Like, how many points do you have, Bert?
60.
Okay, so you just need one more correct point, and you're going to get a poster. Name something that niggers hate.
Something that niggers hate.
What do niggers hate?
Closed Kentucky Fried Chickens.
Good answer, but unfortunately, it's not on the list. Number six, name an animal that hates niggers.
Kangaroos.
That's a good one.
That's a good answer. Yeah. I can't accept that, but That's a good answer. Okay, but you're still in the game. Don't worry. That was just you're out of time noise. Number seven, name something that smells as bad as a nigger.
Dead kangaroos.
Surprise, nobody. corpse. I think corpse is on the list, isn't it, DJ?
It's not on this particular list, no, but you've got two more questions, so don't worry about it. Number nine, name something niggers expect for free.
White women.
Yes, white women is awesome.
You will be getting a Chimp Out Radio poster, and we will be contacting you by PM so we can get your mailing information. So,
all right.
Congratulations.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Well done. Thanks for calling in, and we will be in touch with you soon.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Have a good night. Let's see. We are looking at caller. It's another 1111111 number, and we're going to get them on the line right now. And we're going to take this call, and then we'll probably take a quick break and come back. Caller, you are on Chip on Radio. Who's this?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I called before about the YB's doing this racist shit. It's Balrog.
Oh.
Hey, buddy.
We knew it was.
I told you, Bert, I was going to call in and fuck around and pretend I was a nigger.
Oh, I forgot, man. I was,
then you all hung up on me after I was doing my, why y'all doing this racist shit?
I forgot all about that, dude. I'm sorry.
That's all right. So what, you got any fucking some questions for me? What I'm the stinkiest fucking goddamn nigger thing or what?
Okay. Questions are now worth 20 points apiece. You need a total of 70 points to win the autographed Chip Out Radio poster. Question number one, name something niggers do in prison.
Fuck Whitey.
Oh, nope. I'm sorry. Name something that niggers do on the toilet.
Imagine white women's.
The game has been played so much that there's only a few answers left. That's why you're going to get a lot wrong, but I mean, it's no big deal because you get double points for the correct one. Name a crime that niggers commit.
Rape.
Top answer.
Yeah, that was a good answer. It's been said before, but I mean, who cares? We got to get rid of these posters, damn it. Okay, name something that niggers eat.
Watermelon. Chicken.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm surprised nobody has said that yet.
I know. I can't believe that. It's about time somebody said watermelon. Okay. But, you know, it's hard when you're on the air and you're on the spot. It's hard to come up with things like that. Okay. Question number five. Name something that niggers hate.
White.
Yes. Whitey is the number two answer. Very good.
We're up to 60 points, so only one more correct answer, and you get a free Chimp Out Radio poster.
Right, well, and those are valued at like $10,000 a piece, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe in Zimbabwe dollars.
Okay, name something that niggers expect for free.
Money.
That's right.
Welfare.
Money is the number one answer. Very good. So.
Well, fuck. Sorry about the call before, guys.
That's all right.
That's all right, man.
I warned you, Bird. I was going to call in fucking...
I forgot all about that.
You know, man. I got a deep voice, so it's hard to... It's like, this is Johnny Cash.
I probably forgot because I was talking to you at 4 o'clock in the morning last night, and that's probably the reason why I forgot.
Well, of course. I was going to get talking to you guys. Happy New Year.
Hey, thanks
yeah, Happy
up,
New
Robert.
Year.
All right, take care, you guys.
Okay, have a good night. All right. That was cool. It's always good to hear from Balrog and all the other people listening to Spot Radio. We are going to take a short musical break, and we'll be back in a little bit. I got a few callers online. Just hang in there. This will not take long. And we'll be back soon.
Let's sing about niggers and the things they do. Let's sing about niggers. Gonna play you a tune. About niggers who make fun of the spoons. Let's sing about niggers.
Kevin. Happy New Year's, champions. We've got a few more callers that want to get in, so we're going to try to get to them. We've got about 13 minutes left in the show. Caller with the last four digits of 9064. You are on Chimbot Radio. Who's this?
Hey. Hayton Niggs.
Hey. Yeah, okay. Could you turn your speakers down? We're getting a little bit of bleed through.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting the delay here, so.
Okay, we're going to mute him for a second. We'll come back to you. Caller that was just on here, stay on the line. We're not hanging up on you. We're going to come back to you in a minute, but be sure that you either put some headphones on or turn your volume way, way down. So, caller, we got another Skype call coming through, 11111, and we're going to get you. Who is this? Who are we talking to?
We're going to mute him for a second. We'll come back to you. Caller that was just on here, stay on the line. We're not hanging up on you.
All right. It's apparently we got a hold of Tom Delay here tonight or something.
Tom Delay.
Tom Delay. All right. Well, hey, what the hell, you know? Okay. We are going to try back the first caller, and if that doesn't work, we're going to go to a news story. So, caller with the number 9064. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Hey, no problem. How's it going? Who is this?
I don't really have a name, but it's Hayton Niggs, okay. Like we call that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll call you Hayton Niggs. That's fine. And how long have you been listening to Chimp Out Radio?
Oh, for maybe a year and a half or more. Yeah. I really enjoy
it. Awesome.
So are you a member of the forum, or are you just a guest on the forum who likes to listen to the show?
I'd like to be a member. I'm going to try to sign up. I'm a guest. Yeah, frequent guest.
Okay, that's cool. We got plenty of guests who never sign up, but for one reason or another, they don't sign up, but they're loyal to the forum. So thank you very much.
Yeah, for listening. It's great, and thanks for calling in. How long have you... really discover the truth about niggers?
Oh, it's been a while now. I've had some bad run-ins with them, you know, in the past. And just, you know.
Sure.
They're no good, and just, yeah, I don't like it. So.
Well, yeah. Nobody does. Yeah. Okay, totally understandable. We're glad that you called in, and we've still got some unanswered questions. Do you want to play the game to see if you can win a Chimp Out Radio poster?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay, all right, cool. First question, we're going to take these out of order because, you know, we just feel like it.
it's our show, we can do what we
want. That's right, we can. Okay, first question is, name something that a nigger cannot do.
Pretty much anything you tell them, pretty much.
Yeah, that's correct. Anything was the number two answer, that's great. All right, name something that niggers expect for free.
Welfare, money from the government.
Okay. Money's already been done.
Oh, that one's already been done? I can't think of one right now. Let's see.
Yeah. Okay, time's up. No big deal. They're getting hard. That's why we're doing the double points here. Name something that smells as bad as a nigger.
Probably their own shit, you know.
Yeah. Very good. Excellent answer. Okay. Name an animal that hates niggers.
I was going to say coons, raccoons, because they got the... It's not their fault that coons in their name, raccoons.
Very good.
Yeah, there you go, brother.
Good, excellent answer. Okay. Name something that niggers hate.
That's something that niggers hate? Yeah, they are getting tougher. They hate white people. That's probably already been said.
Yeah, it's been said.
Okay.
All right, time's up. No big deal. How many points did he have so far, Bert?
60.
Okay, well, then you get one more correct answer, so I'm sure you'll get it. Okay, name something that niggers eat.
Soul food.
Yeah, correct. Very good.
Go.
All right, good job.
I was hoping nobody got that one.
Yeah, I can't believe nobody got that one. It took all the way until Balrog to call in that somebody got a watermelon.
Maybe eating a soul food.
Basically, all soul food is you take normal food and you throw it in a deep fryer for 40 minutes and boil it up or, you know, boil it with a nig lid in a giant pot or something. That's soul food, and it's... That's the reason why so many niggers have diabetes and heart attacks at the age of, like, 12.
Yeah, you know, because their natural diet in Africa is basically cannibalism.
Cannibalism, dirt, rocks, sticks, mud.
Grubs.
Grubs.
Yeah. Well, they still eat mud over in Haiti, you know.
Yeah, well, they can't break with tradition there.
Of course not. You know, isn't it ironic that it's called Haiti and not, like, Lovey? You know? How good. Some white people made that up, I think.
That's the name of that football coach, that nigger coach in the Bears. His name's Lovey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lovey, that's right. All right, cool. Well, we're glad you called in tonight, and it's really cool that you're listening. I'm not really sure how we're going to get a poster out to you. You should private message me, and maybe we can set up, like, a link where it can be downloaded or something, like if you didn't want to give us your address. And we'll figure it out.
I can give my address to someone. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, that's cool.
Well, what you need to do is sign up for the forum and contact DJ or myself and say you were the guy that called in as a guest, and we'll send on.
Yeah, okay.
All right, good deal. Okay, cool. Well, we've got some more callers on the line, and we've only got about 6 minutes left in the show, so we're going to have to let you go.
All right. Happy New Year.
Okay, cool. Happy New Year to you, too.
Man, thanks for listening.
Yeah, all right, that was cool. That's always good to hear. You know, I think that was the first time that a guest ever called in, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's good. I like hearing that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go back to the caller that's on hold because we're getting a little bit of a delay in there, and we're going to see if we got that worked out. There we go. Okay, caller, you are on Chip Out Radio. Who's this?
Hi.
Hello. Yes, it is.
Is it working?
It works.
This is Anti-Nig.
Hey.
Anti-Nig. Okay, another new one.
I've been waiting for a while now.
Yeah.
So what's going on tonight, Anti? Anything?
Yeah, I'm
strong. All right.
I want to win this poster. Can I do that?
Sure.
We only have, like, 4 minutes left, so I don't think we can go through the whole thing. And...
All right, but you can drink a toast. Why don't you say a toast to the champions and we'll all raise our glass?
All right. I want to do a toast to a nigger-free New Year's.
I'll drink to that.
There you go.
All right.
Clink your glass to your computer monitor. Dink. There we go.
There we go.
All right. Hey.
So... You hear about how I fought the nigger in November or something? I don't remember.
Is it in the yard?
Yes, in the yard. That was my first post, or like second post, because I was lurking for a while. I've been lurking on Chimp Out for months, but then I signed up once that fucking fat nigger pulled the fucking table from under my feet. And, I told him, hey, nigger, you better watch what the fuck you're doing. And he just acted like, hey, I didn't do anything. And I told him, you better fucking watch yourself, nigger. And then they just went crazy on me.
Yeah. All right. Well, glad that, you're still on.
Yeah,
we're all playing the monkey music. Unfortunately, we're at the end of the show. But thanks a lot for calling in. And, we had a lot of fun tonight, man. The New Year's show is always the coolest thing of the entire year.
Oh, yeah, live shows are always really fun to do. We appreciate everybody for listening, calling in, and getting the chat set up for us so all the people check at the Smooth Show. We appreciate all of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And in the last few minutes, I'm going to give the top answers to the question. Say something niggers do in prison. We would have accepted stab or shank. Say something niggers do on the toilet. Think of the plane. Pass messages and melt. Name a crime that niggers commit. Name something that niggers eat. Green, grits, corn, green. Other niggers. Nigger grits. Mine, corn, corn, whitey. Name something that niggers hate. Bird, corn, other niggers. Spell God in the job and Chimp Out Radio. Name an animal that hates niggers. Niggers do. Mammals, sharks, and cats. For the other answer. Name something that smells as bad as a nigger.
Tiger, tiger.
Nothing.
I figured that.
Yeah. So name something you niggers can't do. Anything, run a business, cross the street, add 2 and 2, be human, succeed, and tip. All right. That's it for us. We are out.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. And
thank you.